Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, health tips from old people, plus Flossie and Camel Cash. It's all coming up right after this.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Gee, I sure wish I were a woman, but I can't afford one of those expensive operations.
How many times have you said that? You can dress like a woman and act like a woman, but that package you're carrying around in your briefs gives you away every single time. Well, now, thanks to Frigamall Industries, your troubles are over. Frigamall has taken a good idea one step further. Sir, have you seen the commercial for the famous NADS hair removal system?
Sure.
Good. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll simply spread on a little paste right here on your amazingly hairy chest. Huh? And then instantly pull this patch of hair off your body.
Let her rip.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Hey, boy, that stuff sure took the hair right off. And now my legs, chest, and ass are all looking great.
Frigamall has used the same NADS system in the creation of our new product, Gonads. Simply spread a little paste on your testicles, let it sit for a few moments to work its magic. And then...
here goes nothing.
No!
It worked. They're gone.
Yes, gonads. Instantly removes unwanted male genitalia with only minor discomfort. Gonads. Pick some up today in the ball removal section of your pharmacy. No!
Ouch.
Can I hear the middle part where you say, hey, they're gone one more time? I'd like to hear that again.
I'm gonna burst an artery.
Here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Already having ourselves a marnin'. It's going to be a good week, everybody. Tom, your thoughts on that?
I'm excited about it.
You're excited about the week?
Yes.
Yeah, I got some little secret projects going.
Why?
That's fun.
It wouldn't be secret if I told you.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us.
Well, I was hoping you would slip.
Is there a poster involved?
No, there's a large pink slip involved. How do you spell your last name?
He's in that chair. He has to say something.
Yeah, that's my tribute to Mr. McGee for being on today.
I've got a bunch of stuff going on this week. I'm very excited about it. Let's see. We have... I mentioned briefly that we're getting ready for the football season.
Yes.
And we're going to talk with Joe Theismann coming up this week, maybe today... But we're also doing something again. We did it last year. It's our sort of pigskin pick'em kind of competition. And even if you know nothing about football, you can have fun with it. And we're going to have weekly prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers. It's going to be great. We had so much fun with it last year. And then each week we'll have a winner, and they'll get to go against the Chick McGee Shoein' of the Week picks.
Right.
Appear on the show live. That's practically a sentence. Diagram that and get back to me. how I can fix that up. I'm trying to do two
things. Has anyone diagrammed a sentence since seventh grade?
No.
Like, have you needed it at all?
No.
No,
it's for learning. You don't
it's
ever have to.
A complete waste of time. It's like learning script.
No, it's important to learn.
Very
that's
important.
Nope.
You'll figure it out.
Don't need it.
Speak English enough, you'll grab it. It'll.
AI will write all your papers for you anyway. It won't matter.
Jeff, you're a writer.
I don't believe in following rules. I like going off script.
By the way, did I send you the article about how it's okay to end a sentence with a preposition?
You did. I liked that article. Yes.
It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, hey, where's it at? And you're okay now.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of always dig, but I know it was a white trash move. So
apparently now it's considered to be legitimate.
Yeah,
okay.
And so much for the English section of our show.
Scientists are advising people against taking health tips from the world's oldest people.
Seems like a buzzkill, just that sentence alone.
Right? Dr. Richard Farger at the University.
Well, this poor guy, his whole life.
Farger.
How's his mom doing?
She's
Mother Farger?
Farger. At the University of Brighton said scientists are still trying to work out why some people live way beyond the age of 100. Dr. Farger said that some individuals are just lucky, and their habits, especially the unhealthy ones, do not necessarily drive their longevity.
Yeah, but they also don't necessarily hurt them.
Yeah, like this guy. Merely because you have survived smoking 60 cigarettes a day doesn't mean smoking 60 a day is good for you.
But doesn't everybody know that?
Yes.
Isn't that why we're always amused by what the old people say?
Yeah.
But it's always, well, I drank a bottle of tequila every day, and I beat my wife, and
that's... Oh, my God!
No, it's rarely that.
Another theory is that centenarians had specific genetic features that equipped them to live a longer life, which is pretty much what every doctor will
now
tell you.
My twin brother didn't do so well. Of course, he lived in Nagasaki.
Wow. Boy!
Domestic abuse to nuclear.
Doubling down.
Holy cow.
Go ahead. Throw in World War II there, buddy.
He did already.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
well, mustard gas took place.
According to Guinness World Records, Maria Brañas Morea, who was the world's oldest person before passing away at the age of 117, attributed her longevity to order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, emotional stability, no worries, no regrets,
lots of
positivity.
I'm afraid that she was beaten to death by someone.
And staying away from toxic people.
Oh, I want to hear the 105-year-old go, a shot of beam every morning.
Yeah, I like
that. I mean, do you want to live that long? Like, I say 80 is long enough for anyone to live.
You
blow out the candles and we blow out the back of your head onto the cake.
No.
Wait till you get to be a little older.
We'll get back to you.
No, we got 70. Plenty of people on this earth. 80, if you haven't done it by 80, you ain't doing it. Get out of the way.
My husband really, really wants to live to be 100.
I do too.
He really does.
Oh, no. Well, how long does he want you to live?
Am I?
What is he? Is he looking for the number?
I bet if you have kids and grandkids, you go, you know what? I do want to stick around a little longer.
You want to see what they're going to do.
No, I remember this when we were just talking about the elderly. This was a, I think she was 110, Flossie Dickey. And the TV station was going to do the interview. I think we have the audio here. I'm not.
Now, she kind of argues
this
Jeff's
Flossie
point.
Dickey.
I'm sorry. Here we go. This is the TV station. As they're doing one of those live spots where they've
was in the morning.
You're sorry for them being interrupted. You weren't sorry for you interrupting me with that.
This is
fascinating. He was
this
mad because
start it again.
Okay, Josh, can you calm down for a second? Here we go.
This is Flossie Dickey, and she is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
As many times as she can, she likes to take a nap. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Yeah, this is where this woman who's doing the interview should get some kind of an award.
Yes, no,
she goes into work. She gets the assignment. Okay, you've got to go talk to a lady who is turning 110, and she's this woman. The reporter is so sweet and nice. She's trying to be kind to this lady, and then she hears this.
I am tired.
And they go, hit the button, Roy.
Not one.
She probably takes a nap face down on her pillow. She accidentally smothers herself in her sleep.
She's ready.
She's gone.
Well, I know she in that she was ready.
Oh yes, she was.
110.
I just read a story last week about a lady who's like 100 years old and she still dances. She does tap 3 days a week.
Well, see, she's not ready.
No, yeah, she is not.
It's all up
ready.
To the person at a certain they go, you know what, I'm ready to go.
I mean, 110, it says her family's coming. Who?
It's people like her is the reason I'm not going to have Social Security when I retire, because they play about her dying at 78, and now she's using all that money.
Well, with your logic, you're going to send the government to your house to shoot you on your 80th birthday.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
80 is too young.
Nah, that's perfect.
No.
You had your time.
No.
You
100.
If you didn't do it in 80 years, you ain't ever going to do it. Get out of the way.
What are you talking about? We're talking about earlier this morning, people skydiving when they were 90s.
Well, if she knew she was going to die at 80, she would have done it at 79.
Oh, I see. So she would have done it anyway.
Yeah, they would have sped that up. She wouldn't have waited so long.
You should watch the movie Midsommar. There, you would like it. There are certain rules like that.
Oh, I'm all for it. I'm starting a new government.
So they're saying, this just doctor guy is saying, just because you read about some old lady like this that says the secret is, and it's usually dietary, but
I never smoke, never drank alcohol.
But sometimes it's the opposite.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes it's the guy, every morning I woke up and drank a quart of booze. And
well, I remember the lady in France who held the record for a long time. I think she was a smoker. Mm. She was 120 or something.
Slightly related. I asked my grandparents had their 75th wedding anniversary. And I was sitting next to my grandma, and I said, what's the key to 75 years? And she said, patience. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We can all learn from that.
Yeah, she was a patient.
We're both hospital
patients. What was she? Hang as many other patients here. What was what?
What did your grandfather say?
He didn't hear me or anything.
He wasn't allowed to talk. And the key to his longevity was shutting up.
He hadn't heard her.
He was just saying, yes, dear, and the key is turning off your hearing aids.
I imagine patience is a very important part to staying married for 75 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
That's a long time.
Well, they were married when they were four. It was a different time.
Yeah. Different times.
Yeah. By the way, he paid for his health care with camel cash. Remember those days? When you'd get the
camel cash.
I had a stack of it.
Oh, you guys who were saving up for the bomber jacket.
Oh, yeah.
You were a camel smoker?
Oh, yeah.
Non-filter?
No, straight filter. I did the camel wides at one time. I did the camel straight.
What's a camel wide?
It was a bigger cigarette. It was like a little bit bigger around.
No kidding.
And they were popular for like 2 years. The camel wides. I did the lights. I did all of it. But yeah, I would collect camel cash. And I had like a rubber banded stack of camel cash.
Did you ever
is it valid
it
for anything?
I got a lighter. I got an ashtray.
3 weeks of free chemo.
Yeah, exactly. I was saving up for the chemo, but I never got enough.
Godwin said a treadmill.
Oh, I thought
he said that'd be awesome if there's a treadmill with Joe Kale's face.
That was one of the Marvel ones. You could get a raft.
Oh, sure.
Like to go outdoors so you could like paddle your ass with your wheezy lungs.
And an iron lung logoed. What do they do with all the old iron lungs?
When I worked at a hospital, and there was a floor in that hospital, and that's all they had up there. It was creepy.
Are they still
and
used?
You had to walk through it to get to another part of the hospital where the doctors and residents would live, like overnight shifts. Do they still use them?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They're probably a bunch of old haunted houses around the country.
Yeah, they bought these old
Now, your father never had to do that,
yeah.
Right? Oh,
well,
he did?
When my dad had polio, he was in an iron lung, absolutely.
How did you have one in-house?
You had one in your house?
No, it wasn't in the house. No. Oh. This was in 19. It would have been 1940.
Wasn't in the house? What, you mean? You made him use it in the backyard?
It was back in the deck.
Hospital. Never mind.
Some people had him in the house, right?
Yeah, there was a guy that recently that I read that was still in an iron lung.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they still have them. I don't know. They probably have a different name now.
I'm sure they have.
Maybe
a different,
they're not like stainless steel lung or something.
PVC lungs.
Oxygen chamber.
What got your dad out of the iron lung? Like good medication or health care? Did things change?
He was able to breathe on his own. yeah. So I don't know. That's a fair question. Maybe the iron lungs are in the same place that the band is from Chuck E. Cheese and the old phone booths. Maybe it's like, maybe they're shipped off to other countries. Some third world country. Well, don't have any food for you. How would you like this iron lung?
You know, in a way, it's a shame we don't have phone booths anymore because the old iron lungs would have made decent phone booths.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Well, I can make a call, but you got to lie down.
Yeah. You could stand up. Wow, man.
We return to Christy Lee. What else is going on over there?
A toddler was mistakenly given wine instead of apple juice at a California restaurant recently.
Oops.
The LA Times reports the incident occurred at the Fujiyama Japanese restaurant in Salinas. The two-year-old girl's parents told KSBW that the apple juice served to their daughter was actually cooking wine that had been mislabeled.
Whoops.
Her mother, Naomi Valencia, told the station she was swaying, she was falling over, leaning on walls, couldn't hold her head up, she was slurring her words. An emergency room visit revealed the girl had a blood alcohol content of 0.12%.
Yikes.
God, this is horrible. By the way, she has fully recovered. The California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control said it's working with local authorities to investigate the matter.
She's now been asked to become a cast member on Real Toddlers of Orange County.
Well, she got pulled over on the way home, and it was really unfair because she doesn't even know the alphabet yet.
Yeah. Of course she's not going to get it right.
Yeah, that's what tipped him off when she called up her ex-boyfriend and cussed him out for her phone.
What do you mean do the alphabet? I pay your tax. My parents pay your tax.
Where's the keys to my toy Jeep? I can drive.
Have you seen where they take the grown men are taking their kids' Jeeps like that, those little power cars, and they put like extra batteries in them and they get them up to like 45, 50 miles an hour? And they put their kids in them with helmets on and they're doing donuts in the cul-de-sac and peeling out. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised they stay together. No, it's surprising how well they hold up. Yeah. No, it's funny. Some of them get up 40 miles an hour now.
Are the kids in them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Kids.
They put a helmet on them. They're good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
In any event, this was at a Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's one of those places where they cook the food right there on the table. The drunk little toddler. Throw me the ship, yeah. Oh, I'll catch it.
Well, a lot of times they'll squirt the cooking wine into your mouth.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, like they'll shoot it from across the table at you.
Remember the famous case with the because they have it in what's it called? They have the little squirter doll,
right? The little peepee guy,
and it comes out the peepee. Remember this?
Yeah, that woman sued.
There was a lawsuit.
For sexual...
Yeah,
That was ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, that is still a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
When you go to... they're not called hibachis, right? There's a different name for them.
Teppanyaki.
Teppanyaki, yeah. But they all call them hibachi.
Sure, yeah.
I love those places. And as we've said for years, they need some new gags. We got to sit down and write one for them.
I say I don't go that often. I'm always surprised by the gags, even if I've seen them before.
The choo-choo train... The volcano.
Yeah, the onion volcano. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the heaving the shrimp into your mouth.
I don't know where you go. They've lowered the... Now they do zucchini. They don't throw the shrimps.
What?
Oh, for shellfish allergies?
No, I think because they're cheap asses.
Oh.
Like, they're like, oh, shrimp are too much, especially if you miss. I'm not going to throw three shrimp at you to have them go by your head. I'm going to start. At the last two times I went, zucchini, no shrimps.
Wow.
Yeah, the last couple of times I've gone, the best gag is they have a Mexican guy cooking Japanese food. Yeah, that's a pretty good gag. How does he know how to do that?
I had a guy who was using the Japanese accent, and I asked him where he was from, and he said India, and I was like, I don't think you're allowed to do butterfly. Look at the butterfly.
Yeah,
anymore.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
I know you're all Asia, but that doesn't count.
Right. Yeah.
In a Pacific Rim.
Yeah, they're pushing it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.